This is quick. As a matter of fact, I'm leading you to a TD Jakes sermon called Airstrikes. It's all about waiting while you pray. It's called Airstrikes by TD Jakes. I feel like I have to come on here because a lot of believers make the mistake of staying on their knees without putting in the work, without putting in that legwork. I came here to tell you to stop waiting. Faith without works, it's dead, man. It's so, so dead. You need to pray without ceasing. What does ceasing mean? It means don't stop. Don't stop putting in the legwork, especially if you hadn't had a breakthrough in the area you're praying about. Okay? Now, here's the trick. You strike the ground and you pray on top of that thing. You pray on top of your actions. In other words, it's yasab. Yasab means stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So after you put in your actions, that's when you go back and you shout on top of that thing and you pray on top of that thing. But you just don't stand still knowing you did absolutely nothing. And even if you did do something and you haven't seen any results, you need to keep striking the ground. Like, this is so important. People call me impatient, but that's brought me a lot of success because I don't wait, especially on man. I could like you, love you, but I'm not waiting. I could really, really want it. I could really want the job or whatever I'm going after, but I'm not waiting. Just to be over here sitting around waiting? No way, family. No way. I'll give it 3 days tops. And that's if I really, really want it. And then I take that as a no and keep it moving. Waiting and being patient, those are two different things. I'm not saying don't be patient for the door to open. Sure, you could strike the ground in several different ways and be patient. The door may not open right away, but I strongly advise you to keep striking while you wait. Strike the ground, then throw up the airstrikes. Strike the ground, then send up a praise. Shout on top of that thing. Shout on top of your actions. Airstrike is the name of the sermon. I left it in the description box. I love Bishop T.D. Jakes, man. I love him and his family so much. They have helped me so much. And he says something like, you shouldn't be listening to anybody unless their next is in their mouth. Unless your next is in their mouth. And every time I listen to him, I feel like I'm moving forward and my life shows that since I've listened to him that I've progressed. So I just want to shout out TD Jakes. I love him. I have three teachers that absolutely just transformed my life, and that's TD Jakes, it's Bob Proctor, and Bob Marley. They all changed my life and influenced me in some way. In the way I speak, you can hear it. In the way I preach, you can hear all of them. So I love you guys. I hope this helps. Go listen to that sermon. I feel like it's really going to help someone and just speak to their spirit. I can't say it as well as he preaches it. So I hope you go and check that out. I love you lots. Oh yeah, and go order Cool Zoo. I'll leave that in the description box below too. I hope this helps someone today. Bye.